بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the single most important, the signature, the differentiator, the distinguishing feature of Islam is the concept of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom nothing is hidden. It was this concept which was for the mushrikeen of Makkah the most difficult thing for them to accept, and this is what they fought against tooth and nail. Worshipping Allah was not an issue with them, as worshipping a new god is never an issue for polytheistic people. Whoever they are worshipping, however that number of gods they are worshipping, adding one more to them, to that number, is never an issue. The issue is of worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this case was the issue of accepting that they were accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter how big and powerful they thought they were, no matter whatever they thought, the fact would be that they would be resurrected and they would be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they did and what they chose not to do. That is something that they found very difficult to accept, and they didn't accept it. The key thing here is that this is not a history lesson. The reason I'm saying this to you is because that issue of not accepting accountability, not accepting the fact that we will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is a problem with us even today. To this day, we live in a world where we do not want to accept that we are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that whether we accept something or not, this is the nature of reality. The nature of the truth is that it is not dependent on belief for its existence. What is true is true. Like, I am sitting here in the sun, this is true. If I shut my eyes and say the sun is not shining, it's not going to go away. The sun is shining. And the effect of the sun will be on me, which is that, you know, I mean, I'm getting some vitamin D. Maybe it will temporarily give me a darker skin. I'm born with a tan, but, you know, darker tan. The reason that they didn't want to accept this was because the moment you accept accountability, it affects your life. If as long as I do not accept accountability, then I can fool myself and say I can do whatever I like. It is my life, it's my wealth, it's my money, it's my time, it's my authority. I can do whatever I like, and I can continue to fool myself and believe that. But the moment I accept the reality and the truth, which is that it is not my money, it's not my time, it's not my authority, it's not my freedom, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and I'm using all of these which have been given to me in trust, and like anything which is given in trust, I will have to account for this. I will have to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what I chose to do with the life He gave me, with the time He gave me, with the wealth He gave me, with the resources He gave me. And if I used them the way He wanted me to use them, then I am fine. And inshallah, I will be rewarded. And if I use them differently from how He wanted me to use them, then I would likely be punished, unless He decided to forgive me. But I would put myself in line for punishment. Now, if I, it is for me to accept this and understand this. And if I accept accountability, then automatically it means that how I use my life, my time, my wealth, my health, my position, authority, strength, all of this would change. Because all of this would then be aligned to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to use them. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to use them is something which is beautiful, because in that there is khair, there is blessing, there is benefit. There is khair, there is benefit not only for me but for everybody else. This is the beauty of Islam, that Islam came as a system, a reform system, which is designed for the good of all concerned. It's not only for Muslims, but through the behavior, Islam of course addresses everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim, and through the behavior, especially of Muslims, Islam's purpose is to bring goodness to everyone in the world. Islam seeks to benefit the whole world through Muslims practicing Islam, and of course through everyone practicing what we call Islamic values, but which are as much universal values as they are Islamic values. So therefore, the point I want to make for you, my brothers and sisters, is that this concept of accountability is such a beautiful and such a important concept for us to keep in mind. And one thing which I advise people to do is to take out time, and I tell them take out 1 month, 1 hour per month. That's all, nothing big, 1 hour per month. But that 1 hour, use it in a structured way, which is that what you will do is, in that 1 hour, you will do nothing other than reflection. So sit quietly in one place, free yourself from all any distraction, obviously your phones and so on, but everything else. And then just take a notebook, keep a notebook, very important to write, keep a notebook and write down, reflect on, think about your life in the last 1 month, and say, in the last 1 month, how many times was I conscious of my accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning, if you say, well, I was conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 20 times, very good. What are those 20 times? What is the data? So those 20 times that you were conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the data to show that? Right? What is the data to show that you were conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 20 times in the last 1 month? Meaning, there was this decision, I had the option of seeing this, I had the option of doing this, I had the option of eating or drinking this, I had the option of going to this or that place, and I chose to do that or I chose not to do that, depending on the fact that this would have pleased Allah or not, or displeased Allah. Now, this is what you're doing. This is what you are doing in this exercise. And therefore, you are saying that, well, if that is the case, then I was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, or I was not, and therefore I need to change. And write that down. Very important to write it down. Write down and write down the specific incidents. Please understand and remember that this is not for anybody else. It is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your notebook, nobody is going to see. It's for yourself. So write down for yourself and say, this is how I was obedient to Allah, or I was not. May Allah protect us. And then take it from there. Right? So accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the single most important point. As I mentioned to you, our problem today is that that this issue of not really believing, because belief is supported by action. What we do not do, we cannot claim to believe. So if we are not doing it, it means that our belief itself, the iman in akhirah, iman bil akhirah, which is one of the fundamental points of iman itself, is missing. May Allah protect us from that. So it is very important for us to be clear in our minds and ensure that we live our lives with a sense of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, in all aspects of our lives. So please do this. 1 hour a month, take it out, make your notes, and then take action. What you need to change, you need to change. What we need to make istighfar for, we make istighfar. And then what we need to change, make tawbah, we do tawbah and we change our lives. It is action that we are accountable for. We will not be asked, what did you know? We will be asked, what did you do? So let us live our lives in a way where we have an answer that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.